This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, again, as usual, we have much to cover in a very short amount of time. You know, I was just thinking today, because of what's going on once again in the country, as to the truth that's being told to the American people, or should I say omitted, not told to the American people, because had the American people known, there would be a massive uprising instantaneously. I mean, one of the things that we know is from Saul Alinsky, from the devil himself. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil, shall we? And we know little minions like Barack and Clintons and all these other people that are in government. They're all little Saul Alinsky disciples. And keep in mind, Saul Alinsky attributed and accredited Satan himself, and it was dedicated to Satan himself concerning his book, Rules for Revolution. And so here we are today. But what's interesting, friends, is when we tell the truth and shame the devil, and this is what it is, had the American people known that less than 1.7% of the population is responsible for what's going on in this country right now, how do you think the American people would respond? And I'm not belittling the problem, friends. You do need to understand that a little leaveneth the whole lump. There is no getting away from that. And that's what we're dealing with. And the problem is not enough people in this country are standing up and shutting it down. And it starts with the media and it starts with our corrupt politicians. But firstly, it starts inside of the church. Less than 1.7% of the population is what is being used to destroy your country. Just think about that. And 321 million people, the new stat concerning the population of the United States of America, stand down a good portion and let it go because they don't think for some reason or another that it's going to affect them. It reminds me of the book of Amos when the Lord had told the people that there's a fire and many of these people feel that it's not going to burn them, when in fact it was a time of judgment. And so are we in America today. And that fire is going to burn you sooner or later. And I want to tell you where it starts. It starts by the people in this country doing absolutely nothing when they look at the lying narrative that's being thrown down on them, as if to suggest what they're being told, namely you, America, is actually the truth, when in fact there's nothing further from the truth. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. Did you know, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com just to prove my point and to further solidify my point, that the DOD, the Department of Defense in the United States of America under Donald Trump's administration just allowed 4 transgender service members to attend MTV Awards, advocate for the LGBT rights? Why are they spending so much time indoctrinating your kids? Because it goes back to this. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. And I want you to understand, and especially the young people listening right now, they are using these people to basically set a precedent because they want you to know that they are the ones in control and they are the ones that mean to rule the roost. What do I mean? Tacitus said this. He said that find out who you can't speak out against and you'll find out who means to rule over you. You know, it's also interesting to note on sonsoflibertymedia.com here, we have the Department of Defense not bringing forth Navy SEALs or Green Beret or honorable men in the military that have served in war. But no, what they've done is they've taken the basest form of confused, mentally ill reprobates that live out the life of abomination before God by choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, and they want to set them as the standard to the young people. The DOD allows for transgender service members to attend MTV Awards, advocate for LGBT rights. Are you kidding me, America? Less than 1.7% of the population is being used, and here's a part of it right here. And here's a part of it right here. In every state statute, sodomy is a felony. Not transgenders, which there's no such thing. And I want to say this too for the record. I'm not going to stay and stand down to play along with your delusion that what you're doing is okay. It is a crime before God, and it's a crime before me and mankind. It's interesting to note that the DOD, the Defense Department, of the United States of America, back about 8 years ago, Brian Bender broke a story from the Boston Globe where they were doing an ICE investigation, and they actually found that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America were downloading child pornography. Do you remember Eric Holder, that criminal under Barack Hussein Obama? He said he did not have enough resources to investigate. Is that not something? Also on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, listen carefully. Award-winning journalist calls on Congress to investigate Obama's political espionage. Did you hear what I said? Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, criminal plant himself, is busy creating political espionage. While the President of the United States does nothing, the Commander-in-Chief does nothing, the neutered President of the United States of America does nothing to deal or in dealing with those that are responsible like that of Hillary Clinton. Oh, and P.S. Anybody pay attention to the fact that the media keeps Hillary Clinton out there? Anybody want to know why they're doing that? They're doing that because they're going to give her another run, aren't they, America? They're setting the stage again, over and over and over and over again. Regardless of how many crimes she has committed against you, the narrative is that she's not going anywhere, America. The message, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Hey, America, why is an award-winning journalist calling on Congress to investigate Obama? They're not going to investigate Obama because if they were to actually bring forth an investigation into Obama's political espionage, they would all be covered. See, in America, until you come to the terms with the fact that that is right spot on, that they are protecting themselves. They're not protecting Obama. They're protecting themselves. That's why there is no investigation. But America, do you want an investigation? Because if you do, then let's call for a special session and get the job done. Because we the people can. Because we the people are the government in this country.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You want to check us out on Facebook, please do. We have right now about 634,830 friends. I want to tell you how many people are interacting to encourage others that may be sitting on the sidelines. We are to show the world our faith and our love. Faith worketh by love. And we're to show the world our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And I just want to encourage you that there is 601,000 people interacting on a daily basis on sonsoflibertymedia.com. That means there's a lot of people that are in this fight. Don't stand on the sidelines. You know, they ask older people, 70, 80 years old, if you could redo anything in your life, what would it be? You know one of the top three answers were? I'm going to give you one of them. I would have taken more chances. You know, and friends, really what it comes down to is trusting God more than anything. which brings me to an analogy right now, and if I can't find it right away, I will pull it up. And it's to encourage people to go on in their faith. And it reminds me of a story of an individual that was wanting to go across this thin ice. And he was so afraid to go across the thin ice that he laid on his stomach. And as he laid on his stomach, he just went inch by inch to get to the other side. And so what he did, friends, is as he continued on, all of a sudden he heard a rumbling from behind him. And that rumbling just happened to be a guy that had two horses in front of him. He was on a sled. And he was going probably 23 miles an hour, whipping the horses. And the point is, you can lay on your stomach and go inch by inch, or you can trust God with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Why is that? Because He promises to do so. And it's an encouragement to those that are going inch by inch on that thin ice. Listen, God's promises will bear you up. Though they may look thin and you can't see them, keep in remembrance, friends, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And oftentimes we have to see that guy flying across the ice to understand that God is who he says he is. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him, friends. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And where does that faith come from? That's Hebrews 11:1. But where does that faith come from? Galatians 2:20. And I want to tell you how it comes. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, the life that I now live in the flesh. I live in it by the faith of the Son of God. Amen? Going on. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE. And you can give us a call at any time. We are hooked up on Comrax right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, I want to get back over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com to put things into perspective. And by the way, I'm bringing to you the headlines across this country, but we're bringing you the constitutional and first and foremost the biblical truth as to how to deal with each one of these issues at hand. I want you to think about this one. We have on Sons of Liberty Media.com, here's today's news, friends, Berkeley. Leftists carrying no hate shields violently assault Trump supporters. Friends, you got to keep in mind, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. Did you hear what I said? They don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're accusing others of that which they're guilty of. Friends, and I learned this at one time. I was sitting there with Joseph Farah from the WND, WorldNet Daily. And he had told me back in the 70s that he was at some protest and he was reporting the news. He was a journalist, a real journalist. And someone was rolling the film and all of a sudden a lesbian came over to him and started to smack him on the side of his face. And he said by the time that would have got back to the news, had I not filmed it, they would have had me attacking her when in fact she was the one attacking me. This is exactly how they're giving you the news today. I'm sorry, the propaganda today. He said to me, what they do is they like to grab your hair and smack your face and then they sit back and cry victim status. Right? Now, furthermore, I want to go back to this article and I want to give you the headline. And I want you to give me a call. I'm still waiting for this phone call after 17 years of national radio. 1-866-582-9933. Berkeley, this is the headline. Leftists. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Quotations around leftists. America, someone define a leftist for me. This is today's news. Bradley, why do you continuously go over and make the same point? Because the media is attempting through propaganda, setting the narrative to condition you to believe their lie. That's why. And it's the same propaganda every day that I'm combating. Leftists is the headline. Hey, America, what is a leftist? They're criminals, are they not? And who's to deal with those criminals? The right people in this country are to. Who are they? The Christians, the patriots, the conservatives. Right? They're all one and the same. That's who's supposed to deal with these. But see, the media's hard at work throwing down their propaganda because they want this country, America, because we know as well as, well, you know, I know, as well as you know, as well as the enemy knows, that this is communism. And they are attempting to set up a totalitarian system in this country. And until Americans wake up to the fact that this is happening in their country, you know, I've said this before, and I love the point, and I love the revelation. If what was happening in a third world country today You would be calling upon your Congress to send our military to deal with those dictators over there. And America, I just want to ask you the question, especially all you Trumpites, where is that rule of law? Where is that standing president actually bringing forth the rule of law? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dearborn Muslims in uproar over Christian proselytizing. Police chief admits it appears to be legal. Are you kidding me? You know, it's interesting because remember when the criminal, sodomite, foreign plant, Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the guy that had 45 different Social Security numbers, you know that guy, right? That was entertaining America's sworn enemies in your White House. Isn't it interesting that he said that we have the largest Muslim population in the country? Forgive me, in the world. And he was speaking of this country. We have the largest Muslim population in the world. Really? See, he was just hoping that you are stupid enough to believe his another lie. He was hoping that you would just believe another one of his lies. Because he knew a handful of people, like that 1.7% of the population that I keep talking about. Well, they'll believe anything he has to say. Dearborn Muslims in uproar over Christian proselytizing. You know, let's think about this. There's 300 to 1 churches, Christian churches, in the United States of America. 300 to 1. 78% of Americans profess Christianity. Let's think about it this way. When we think of all of these Muslims, because we were told by the liar in chief himself, John 8:44, read it when you get a moment, there's no truth in him. It's interesting to note that we're to take him for his word, that, you know, that we have the largest Muslim population in the world. You know, and I think about that, and I think about, wait a second, well, you know, people that even decry the fact that we're not a Christian nation, what is our names? I mean, we got Peter, we got Paul, we got Matthew, we got Titus, we got Rebecca, we got Rachel. I mean, we got Esther, we have Ruth, we have Abraham, we have Isaac, we have a Jacob. I mean, these are very popular American names, are they not? Why, of course they are, Bradley. I mean, you don't turn around, walk down the street, go into the store, and all of a sudden you have a Muhammad here and a Muhammad there. They're a Muhammad and everywhere a Muhammad, do we? No, no. There's John, right? There's Zacharias. Where are all these names that Americans are named? Where are those names coming from? They're coming, friends. They're coming directly from the Bible, the Christian Bible. How prevalent are those names in this country? There you have it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to the message of hate.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 4424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about how we're told that we have the largest Muslim population in the world by the former liar and effeminate Barack Hussein Obama. I was just thinking about that. And then all of a sudden I started thinking, wait, Adam, Adrian, Alaya, Amanda, boys and girls' names, Amber, Anna, Ariana, Ariel, Aaron. Just doesn't jive, does it? Abby, Abigail. These are all Christian names. And how prevalent are they amongst the population in this country? Abbott. Abner. Abraham, Ace. I mean, I can go on and on and on. These are all Christian names, friends. Hello. Who are you? People telling you you're not a Christian nation. No, of course not. But everybody's named after, for the most part, someone from the Bible, the Christian Bible. I mean, I don't see the population being named Ann or Abu. Or Abdullah, or Adnan, or Afan, or Hamad, or Ali. Folks, you just simply gotta think and ask the Holy Ghost for revelation concerning what's going on, because the simplest of ways he'll drop down in revelation to give you that which no one can gainsay. They can't speak out against it. That's why we're here. You know, wasn't the Lord giving us the example several times? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Unless you become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Just think, but trust, but do, right? You got to throw all that stuff in there. You got to do. When you give it, you gotta get, or when you get it, you gotta give it, because you can't give what you ain't got. And it's the church's job to give to the world. We're called as ones that serve. Not to be served. My goodness. Got my wife down and my kids down at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, if you're in the state of Minnesota, go to the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair, where we will be down there for the next, I think, 7 days. 144 hours. On top of radio, on top of doing columns, on top of going around and about, speaking on circuits across the country. We're called to serve. We're not called to be served. We're called to build. As at times, prophetic people tear down. Read Jeremiah 1. So, aside of all that, you know, I mean, the American people, they are so busy. They are so busy combating those that are in the fight, combating the lies that are being thrown on you, America. And they're doing it for the very purpose that light reproves darkness. Don't forsake your own mercies. Deal with it. Amos 5:15. And I was just thinking of Jonah 2:4. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Which reminds me, over the last week, I've been talking about the message of hate, and of course it's the message of love that exposes hate. Read John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate you, Jesus? Because he took their cloak of covering from off of them. He exposed them for who they were. King David said the same thing in Psalm 109. I was hated for my love. They rewarded me evil for good. That's exactly what's going on here. Well, last week we spent some time just laying some of the foundations concerning who we are as a country, the Constitution and the Bible, right? The Bible is our is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. We spent the whole week just talking about that on and off. And then we talked about our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and we're not a democracy. But America, if the media can convince you that we are a democracy... Matter of fact, I caught one of my Facebook friends the other day on a live feed. She's talking about our democracy, and I said back to her, I said, since when have we become a democracy? And it was good interaction. And I didn't say it to her to backhand her. I just wanted her to be aware of the fact that we are not a democracy. You're falling into the propaganda debate. And she said, oh, Bradley, I knew that. Forgive me, is what she said. And I said, and nothing to forgive. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here. Because it's not love to withhold the truth, it's love to give the truth, right? Remember, all scripture is given by God. All, the doctrine is given by the inspiration of God. All doctrine, right? Concerning Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. For reproof, corrections, and instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Whoa! There's that word perfect again. I love it. And it's only what the Holy Ghost can do. Because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. But we ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you know that if you believed, like so many people do in this country, that we were a democracy or are a democracy, did you know that a democracy, and as a democracy, it becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors? Exactly right. I mean, folks, there's just tons of news coming out on Paul Ryan continuously. He's a criminal. He's a traitor. There's tons of news coming out on Mitch O'Connell. I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell. Forgive me. Folks, he's a traitor. That of Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and other criminals in government. They're attempting to normalize them. That's why they keep Hillary out there and Barack out there. They want you to believe that they're the precedent, that they're the leaders of a free nation. We don't have leaders in this country. We have one leader, and his name is Jesus Christ. We have representatives, not leaders. Just wanted to put that in perspective. But again, if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. That's exactly right. Corrupt politicians tempered by the editors. That's exactly right. And folks, I have in the past, and I just listened to this again the other day, it's called The Big News, and it's an expose on how you get your news every day in this country. And you do know, friends, that six corporations own media worldwide. And you know that they're all a part of the CFR because they want to control the information you get because they want to control you. But I was watching this the other day and I thought, oh, this is just so good. I mean, when you think about this information that in 1917, a man by the name, a congressman by the name of Oscar Calloway, he enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Even if you may have heard this before, I want you to listen to it again. J.P. Morgan, by the way, who was Times Man of the Year, just as corrupt as can be back in the day, was a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers and wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America in 1917. Did you hear what I said after that? Time magazine made him the man of the year. Folks, you need to understand that these outlets are used to bring forth change in your country. J.P. Morgan, folks, a banker, that's enough for most people, a steel tycoon, and a bully. He wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America in 1917. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press in the United States in 1917. We are at 2017. Well, the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers back in 1917. Does this now make sense to you, America, why they are working tirelessly to control the media that you get through the internet? That's why they want control of the internet. They don't want people out there exposing them. Again, the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for in 1917, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Policy follows law. There are 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers owned by six corporations worldwide. You want to talk about the consolidation of power? That's why it's so important for you to understand. That's why you're getting the same information from MSNBC. I mean, their ratings are so bad, they can't get any lower than a snake's belly. I kid you negative. CNNs are so bad. Folks, 2 million viewers a day, and it's growing worse. A couple years ago, the president from CNN actually retired because of the ratings. But you're never told that. No, they just want to normalize their crimes. They want you to accept them as being someone that's actually legit when in fact he is not legit or they are not legit. Folks, in a nutshell, the media is simply trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Period. And what I want to do when we come back is I want to give you a couple more stats and then I want to show you what they have been normalizing in the light of day in this country, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
(1-866-582-9933). See, this is what I love about this show. Again, when you give people facts, they're stubborn things. There's nothing to debate when you're pointing your finger back at the Word of God. You know, as a matter of fact, it even talks about in the book of Jeremiah, where when Jeremiah would actually give them the Word of the Lord, they would answer not back. Yeah, they couldn't answer back because there's no gainsay to the facts, right? And if you'd like to call in, I'll give you one more shot today, 1-866-582-9933. Exposing the lying propagandists. If you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the store. There is a trailer and there's a program, documentary called My War. It has everything to do with the message of hate that I'm giving today. And it's interesting, friends, too. That's why it's so important for the media to set the narrative on guys like me, friends, because they don't want you to know the truth. That's why they demonize guys like me. They did it to my Lord. They're going to do it to me. To their own demise. Insane. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and going to the store, get My War. Share it with everybody. Because you'll find that all of the issues in which we are exposing, we actually went directly to the person, the horse, to get it out of their mouth, and figure of speech. We've literally gotten it from their own mouths. We filmed them. We taped their phone calls. We got it directly from the source as we bring it to you, America. We're not giving you hearsay. And we're not giving you gossip or he said, she said. Matter of fact, Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, I believe it was Robert Lichter that we spoke with on the phone, shared with us. These are two media scholars interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and they found out that 47% of those that anchor the news, these useful idiots, they believe. I don't care what they believe, but they believe that adultery is okay. 47% of those that anchor the news in this country believe it's okay for you to break the law. Adultery is against the law in this country. Why? Because it's against God's moral law. It's the seventh commandment. Read Exodus 20. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Interesting. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Then he showed us the value of our soul by showing us the value of our eye. How many of you listening to me today would give me $1 million? If I gave you $1 million, forgive me, you would give me one of your eyes. You say to me, Bradley, you're absolutely out of your mind. Do you know how valuable my eyes are? Exactly. Do you know that Jesus said that even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart? He said, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's more profitable that you go into heaven maimed than it is for you to go into hell with both. Now, is he telling you to literally pluck it out? He's showing you the value of your soul. You wouldn't sell me one of your eyes? He wanted to show you how much your eyes mean to you from you out of your own mouth. And giving you the parable and understanding that your eyes are very valuable, but your soul's all the more valuable. So don't do this. Of those that anchor the news in this country see nothing wrong with it. You know what? When I do high schools and colleges, I ask how many people are from broken families. See, and this is why the media spends so much time polluting the waters in which you drink. And I'm talking about the filthiness, the suggestion, the innuendo, the blatant immorality, debauchery, debasedness, and abominable lifestyles that they put on television as to suggest that they want to normalize it. America, I you need to know this, you're being Europeanized. And it's not good. You see what they're pushing on television already. They're Europeanizing you. Look to the troubles in Europe, America. That's called tempting and daring the justice of God. And they're getting a reply, and it's coming to America soon. Friends, you're already seeing much of it on the horizon. I see kids all across the country that are from broken families. But those that report the news, they don't see anything wrong with it, 47% of it. I don't care what they believe. I care what the law says. Because where the law ends, tyranny begins. So they're actually promoting and broadcasting lawlessness. 76% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. I don't care what you believe or what you say. I care what the law says. And our laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America condemn sodomy in every state. Go online to YouTube, go to Education Homosexuality 1950s, a video will pull up. It's a video that they used to teach kids across the country. They were to turn in sodomites, homosexuals, lesbians to the authorities. Now the lesbians, homosexuals, and transgenders are trying to incriminate you for speaking out against them. That's how much they hate the law, putting it into perspective. And again, just for a record and the record, homosexuality, according to our state statute, is called crimes against nature. Of course it is. And it's illegal. I don't care what corrupt politicians or legislators, as they like to call themselves, have done with your laws. I don't care. God said it. That settles it. Period. If you were caught in the act of sodomy all the way up until 1961 in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. 1973, it was now that as they began to water it down and tear down the laws. Hey, America, before you allow the laws to be torn down, why don't you first ask why they were put up? And hopefully you can understand why the laws were put up that they're tearing down. And you are as well through your silence. 1973 was considered a mental illness. Now you're a hater and you're a bigot and you're a racist if you speak out against sodomy. No, folks, just point to the law. Biblical law, state statute, common law, based on the Mosaic Institution, the Torah. That is your law. Like it or leave it, period. 90% of those that anchor or edit or write for the propagandists today see nothing wrong with aborting a baby, murdering a child. Well, apparently those representatives that you have now, America, in federal government and local governments, they don't see anything wrong with it neither. But again, I'm not asking what they think. I'm demanding the laws be enforced against murder. You know, it's interesting. I had one girl. I was in Fargo, North Dakota. It was a great assembly. I had one girl come up to me out of 360 schools across the country. 24 states, 25 states now. One student complained about abortion. She came up to me as if she was going to tell me what the deal was. See, because she's so used to standing up against her youth pastors and her teachers. And, you know, she's being told through Disney and the media that she can tell her parents what the deal is. And if her parents don't like it, she can give them a slip and divorce her parents. How sick you have become, America. America, you're too young to die. She came up to me and said, Bradley, I got a problem with abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing Mama didn't. That was the end of that conversation. You see, she didn't think that far. But you know what? If Mama didn't agree with God, you wouldn't be here right now. And isn't it interesting, those that have a problem with guys like me protesting murder, if it wasn't guys like me back in their day, when they were conceived, they would have never been brought forth. They would have been killed in the womb. Now you have representatives okaying, giving the nod on the blood money that supports Planned Parenthood, even to the point where they're dissecting baby parts and selling them for gain. And America knows this. You know, it's not just the 90% that are for aborting babies, and it's not just the 76% that are okay with homosexuality, and the 47% that report the news that believe adultery is okay, and the 86% that never attend church. No, it's the whole of America that's guilty of the crimes of the few. We're going to pick this up again tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.